I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Republican presidential hopefuls spar over Social Security, immigration, and entitlements. Our barbershop guys give us the buzz on who rumbled and who stumbled at last night's GOP debate. That's in just a few minutes. But first, as world leaders continue to gather at the United Nations today, we decided to put the spotlight on an initiative aimed at Africa's first ladies. It's a program that helps strengthen their public role so they can better use their positions to address the pressing problems facing their countries and the continent. With me today is the First Lady of Sierra Leone, Her Excellency Mrs. Sia Nyama Karoma. She's participating in the African First Ladies Fellowship Program that brings together Western European and American First Ladies with their African counterparts for an exchange of ideas and best practices. Later, we're also going to hear from Mrs. Sherry Blair, the wife of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. But first, Mrs. Sia Nyama Karoma, First Lady of Sierra Leone. Her husband, Dr. Ernest Bai Karoma, was elected in 2007. And since then, Mrs. Karoma has been working to bring down the country's very high rate of infant and maternal mortality, as well as to improve the lives of women and girls in general. And Mrs. Karoma joins us now from New York. Excellency, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Excellency, I wanted to ask you, first, is that we've mentioned that one of the things that you've really focused on in your time as First Lady is bringing down the very high rate of infant and maternal mortality in your country. And international aid observers are saying that you are really achieving some important results. If I could just mention a couple of statistics, Sierra Leone has seen a 214% increase in the number of children under five getting care in health facilities and a 61% decrease in mortality rates in difficult pregnancy cases at health clinics. What do you think has contributed most to those results?
Well, I must say the participation of all of us. In particular, we are in receipt of free health care. That is responsible for the decrease in our health indicators. We have suffered as a nation, and my role is to make the healthcare system better.
I read a piece where you wrote that we say goodbye to our mothers and sisters as they go into labor, and we know too well that pregnant women in Kigali or Freetown have one foot in the grave. If you and I were to meet, say, a year from now, 5 years from now, do you think that that will still be true?
Well, we are trying to change the story. It used to be the case, but we are trying to change the story. Childbearing must be a joyous occasion. It should not be a mournful occasion.
What is the most challenging part of being a First Lady for you?
The challenging part is of being a First Lady is that your time is no longer yours. Your life is no longer yours. You go by the dictates of society and how the day presents itself.
Are there aspects particularly of being an African First Lady that are probably distinct from what perhaps people in America or Western Europe have come to expect? Are there distinct challenges that you could share with us?
Being an African First Lady is not any different from being a First Lady in America or England. The perception of people are different, and the need is greater in Africa because the problems are greater, but we are all basically the same. A First Lady, spouse of a president, you should be complimenting him and should be assisting him, and at the same time, you are supposed to be a wife and a mother.
You and your staff have been participating in the African First Ladies Initiative since 2009. Has it been of use to you?
Yes, African First Ladies Initiative has been wonderful. Through RAND Corporation and African First Ladies Initiative, I've been a recipient of a resource center, which is worth about $300,000. It is a center which is meant to help women in maternal health issues, delivery, and it is also meant to empower women. Besides, RAND has also been training my office staff. They've been building our capacity, so I'm very grateful.
Well, it's supposed to be an exchange, so presumably you're teaching the other First Ladies things as well. What do you think are some of the best practices that you have taught them?
My message to every First Lady is to stay focused. You should be determined to push on and be convinced by your vision.
And there are those, forgive me, Excellency, who just feel that this is really, this program, while well-intended, seems rather post-colonial. You are certainly as accomplished as anyone, as certainly any First Lady that is currently serving. And there are those who would wonder, why do you need this business anyway?
Well, learning is a continuous process. As first ladies, we should be developing ourselves. We are meant to build our capacity and leave our people a positive legacy. I believe in development. I'm very development-orientated, so I need the program to make myself a better person and to make Sierra Leone a better country.
And finally, what does the First Lady of Sierra Leone do to relax when you finally do have a moment to yourself?
Yes, I'm an active table tennis player. I exercise regularly. I drink a lot of water and juices to keep me going.
Okay, well, I do hope you'll get a chance to enjoy that while you're here. I'm not sure that you will, but if you do, I'm sure someone will give you a match.
Yes, okay.
Her Excellency, Mrs. Sia Nyama Karoma, is the First Lady of Sierra Leone, and she was kind enough to join us on a very short break from New York. Excellency, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, too. Thank you.